오늘 받으실 하나님의 말씀은 히브리서 10장 22절
Today's scripture is Hebrews chapter 10 verse 22. Let us draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Today's message is entitled Sincere Heart.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ and the members of 11,000 branch churches around the world as well as in Korea, those in the local sanctuaries and those who are attending this service through satellites and internet and GCN viewers. Let's give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who's blessed us to have 2017 district, group, and cell leaders' devotional service. Father God, thank you. I also give thanks to all the devotees who prepared for this dedication service with all your heart. Dear devotees, I believe you prepared for this devotional service with special efforts, such as vowed prayers, fastings, and offerings, because you long for special blessing from this service. Then, what kind of wish have you come to this service with? You could have many wishes, such as financial blessings, health, family evangelization, but the most important of all is the prosperity of your soul and spirit. 3 John chapter 1 verse 2 says, Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. I said, physical blessings will follow if you become holy as your soul prospers. In other words, in today's message title, you can just cultivate sincere heart. Hebrews 10:22 says, Let us draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. For those on whom the blood of Jesus is sprinkled, they can realize the evil that they couldn't realize in their own conscience. Also, if we wash ourselves with the pure water, which is the word of the truth, we can cultivate sincere hearts and true faith. We can go into spirit and whole spirit, and diseases and infirmities will be healed. Even though the economy is in recession, God will protect you and give you wisdom of goodness to bless your business and workplaces. Your family and relatives will be evangelized, and you will produce good fruits in church duties. Above all, you will understand the heart of God the Father and have deep communication every day. Devotees, you are working hard for the kingdom of God, spending your time and money to take care of the souls. As for me, as your shepherd, I have such an earnest desire to pay you back for your hard work. And how much more precious would you be in the eyes of the Lord and the Father? And so, God desperately waits for your soul to become prosperous, because that's the only way for Him to bless you to the fullest degree for your dedication. I have another good news. There was a member whose tithe surpassed mine. That was my wish all the time. I wish my members, you know, blessed and give, you know, more tithe than my tithe. That was my wish. And so finally someone made it. And he will receive, you know, even more blessing. He's the one, you know already. I have praised him all the time. He's quite new to this church. But, you know, I praised him. He obeyed, armed himself with the Word of God by memorizing the Word of God and then reading one chapter of the Bible. So she was entitled as the Bible quiz contest. Even though he is quite old, you know, he made it happen. Everybody can do it. It's quite new. He's quite new. But he made it happen. That's why he receives blessings. In the future, he will receive even greater blessings, and there will be more people who will receive like that, such blessings. Now, why? The financial department has been renewed. You know, in the past, I told you that you know, you have to manage church finance like this, but they didn't obey. You know, even though I told them to obey, you know, they didn't listen. So, as you may know, I selected three people and then make them take care of church finance and do just as I said, and the problems of church finance will be solved. And it happened. When they obeyed, it worked out. The tithes of the members increased. So we experienced it and we gave back to the China, the financial departments. But they went back, the old people. So it happened not just once, but two times more. So this year, I selected three more and asked them to take care of church finance. It's been 4 months. Then Father God started to give us blessing when they obeyed. Father God started to give blessing. So there has been a member who increased, whose tithe surpassed mine, and there are more people receiving blessing. So everything is obedience. You live in the word of God and obey. That's it. But you don't obey, there is a problem. Those who obey, I mean, those who disobey cannot come into spirit easily. Of course, and they are working so hard to come into spirit. Those who obey easily came into spirit. So as you listen to this message, you have to know what is the blessing. The blessing is having spirit and soul prosper. What is the blessing of coming into spirit? Even if you do something well, if you're not sanctified by getting rid of evil from your heart, it's not a blessing. Being sanctified is the most, is the thing that Father God is most pleased with. Since you don't sanctify your heart, you don't come into spirit. You don't even stand on the rock. And it's not difficult. What about you? Even if you're faithful, of course you have to be faithful. But to come into spirit, you have to circumcise your heart. You've got to have a holy and clean heart, a heart without evil, the heart of goodness. Then you can quickly stand on the rock and come into spirit. That's the shortcut. So among evil, and evil, among evil and goodness, you always cultivate your heart into goodness, and you will have a heart of goodness, and that's the heart of Father God. Then you can be loved by Father God. So those with the heart of goodness will never look at the world. They will never have adulterous mind. They will not do things that Father God is not pleased with. They will only pray, and they will not be jealous, they will not judge or condemn. So they will have a sanctified heart, sincere heart, and their spirit and soul will prosper. Amen? Our district leaders, sub-district leaders, and cell leaders, it's all saying, why is it difficult? If you truly love God and the Lord, since you love them, you have to obey the one that you love. If you love Father God, you will live by His word and you will keep His commandments and you will pray just as Father God says you gotta pray. If you do so, then your spirit and soul will prosper and you will easily sanctified and come into spirit. And on top of that, then you got to be faithful. I hope You will change quickly through this service and cultivate sincere heart and perfect faith. In doing so, may you have many various testimonies and come forth as spiritual workers so that you will be able to supply life to numerous souls. I pray in the name of the Lord. Dear devotees, in order to cultivate sincere heart, first, you must not have falsehood. Colossians 3 verses 9 and 10 says, Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices. You used to lie in the past, right? You have to lay aside and have put on the new self who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. Do not lie to one another. Those who lie, you know, I told you all the time that you should not lie, and you cannot lie if you love God. But there are people, you know, who do not believe that I said, you know, I don't lie. How can I be with the Lord if I lie? The enemy, devil, and Satan would not, you know, let me be like that. But since they lie a lot, they don't believe me. Even though I show them the truth, you know, they don't believe. That's why they became the prey to the enemy, devil, and Satan. And there are some chaffs. And I just, you know, let them alone. The Lord said, you know, let there be no chaff. And the chaff, some people plant, and there are chaffs, and they grow together with grain. Even the farmers do not know if they are chaff or not. So when they grow up, and when they see the fruit, they realize they are chaff, not the grain. Then, you know, it's not easy to take them out because the chaff are so strong root. And rice, grow big. And among them there are chaff. And it's not easy to pick them out. Otherwise, you would hurt, you know, good grains too. So just, you know, the Lord said, you know, let them be there. So there are chaff in the church. And such chaff try to hinder many people. They try to stop that their souls, you know, from being prosperous. But Father God said, let them be, even though they are chaff. So I know they are chaff, but I obey. They devour good spirits. You know, they stop, you know, good spirits from being prosperous. So if you find such one, you should know they are chaffs. Since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices and have put on the new self who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. God's children must not lie, cheat, or hide certain things. You know, I introduced so many in testimonies. But have I ever lied to you? But I've never lied to you. I told you as it was for the last 35 years. I've never asked for money. I've never borrowed money from anyone. I've lived an honest life. Yet, there are chaffs who judge and condemn the shepherd.
So
if you find such people, then consider them as chaffs. God's children must not lie, cheat, or hide certain things. The unbelievers tell lies, whether it is knowingly or unknowingly. If you confront them asking why they lied, they might even get angry saying they didn't lie. Because they are stained by the darkness, they don't even realize they are lying. For example, they exaggerate or reduce some things when they deliver a message, or they omit something they must convey. Even though they didn't check it personally, they speak or make a report as if they did. Some talk like something is a fact, even though it's just their speculation. No, you have seen these cases a lot. You know, it's their speculation, but they say as if it is a true event or fact. Some talk like something is a fact, even though it's just their speculation. Just to avoid the situation, they say they will do something later, but they forget what they said. For example, because your children ask you to buy a toy, you say you will buy them one next time, but forget about it very soon. All these things are falsehood. So, you know, grown up people, you know, they do so to their children. They are raising their children, you know, not right. You know, they don't keep the promise to their children. But parents lie to their children. All these things are falsehood.
Since they are educated in this falsehood, they become a liar and they deceive their parents.
And they cannot grow up well. You give irrelevant answers as often as you lack truth in you. If you have truth in you, you will not give this kind of answer. But most of you still give these irrelevant answers. You have to give the correct answer, and then you have to add an explanation or description. But you know, because of the excuse, you come up with an irrelevant answers. Let me give you a little bit more specific example. Suppose the district leader asked one of the cell leaders to check the number of cell members who attended the Sunday service. But the cell leader didn't check everyone. She just thought that those who come regularly attended the service and made the report accordingly. The cell leader already isn't truthful. But later, she checked that one of those, you know, who come regularly attend only Sunday evening service and not the Sunday morning service. Now, she needs to change the number in the report, and she feels embarrassed to confess that she didn't check the attendance properly. So she just ignores it, thinking to herself, it's all in the past. Or she might justify herself thinking the member attended evening service, so it's okay. No, the member didn't keep the Sabbath day holy. And the Father God cannot call the member, you know, the member kept the Sabbath day holy. Then she might avoid getting embarrassed, but she cannot circumcise her heart at this way. She becomes insensitive to sins and lives in a complacent life. Another example here. The district leader asked the group leaders to give her weekly reports before Sunday. And there is one group leader who sometimes submits the report on Monday for various reasons. The district leader feels awkward to repeatedly mention this. She also remembers many other situations, whether aware the group leader doesn't follow her instructions. So she even thinks she wishes another person to replace this particular group leader. Here, a pastor asks her if that particular group leader is doing her duty well, and immediately she speaks out what's in her mind. Other group leaders are doing well, but this particular group leader misses the deadline all the time. I think she feels her duties are burdensome to do.
His short answer, have many lies. The group leader doesn't always miss the deadline, but only sometimes. So it was exaggerated. She said all others are doing well, but she hasn't checked on every single person personally. Also, it's just that the group leader sometimes missed the deadline, but she added this group leader feels burdened to fill her duties. And yet, she thinks she is telling the truth. She is lying. So we should be on the alert and check whether or not we have such falsehoods in our words and actions in our everyday lives. If you're always praying to become truthful, the Holy Spirit will remind you of the falsehood you committed, even if you don't realize it the moment you committed it. If you realize even a little falsehood in you, you should cast it away through fervent prayers. Your devotees, in order to cultivate sincere heart, secondly, you must not have a changing mind. 1 Samuel 15:29 says, also the glory of Israel will not lie or change his mind, for he is not a man that he should change his mind. Father God never changes his mind. And his children, we should not change our mind, but we change our mind. The truthful God wants his children to have upright heart too. I made a promise with the group, but the group didn't keep the promise. I made the promise, if you do this, I will do that. But you know, they didn't keep the promise. It's been more than 2 or 3 years. So I thought to myself, you know, they change their mind all the time. They have so many falsehoods. You know? Unless they got ever sincere heart and full assurance of faith. I mean, I wish to lead them to New Jerusalem. But they didn't keep their promise. The truthful God wants his children to have upright heart as well. If you once learn that something is right and true, your faith in it must not be shaken. If you make up your mind to do something, you have to keep it without changing your attitude according to situations. In Leviticus chapter 27, if you decide to give a certain animal as sacrifice, and if there is a better one that you want to give to God, God says not to change. Even if you want to give a better one, if you still want to give the better one, if you really want to give the better one to God, you must not change the sacrifice, but just give them both. Changing mind is the representative's representing a tribute of man of flesh. At one moment, their tears pour down, feeling the love of the Father and the Lord. But at another moment, they look at the world and commit sins. There are also so many people who left God even after being saved from terminal diseases or great disasters. After the start of this church, there have been such people, so many of them. They were healed of serious terminal diseases. But soon, after a few weeks, they left the church. I've seen them a lot. You know, they begged me to save them. If you save me, if you heal me, I will do that, I will do this. But they forgot. Even though they were healed completely, they lied, they changed their mind. I have seen them a lot. A lot. Otherwise, we would have built the Canaan Sanctuary already. Our workers, district leaders and cell leaders and group leaders and workers around, they have so many changing of mind. It includes lying. You don't keep the promise. You change your mind. There are also many people who left God even after being saved from terminal diseases or great disasters. They say with tears that they will go into spirit giving thanks for the sacrifice of the shepherd. But after some time, their tears dry up. They say they tried hard, but they get disheartened because it seems they are not producing any result. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary." The less changing mind you have, the more certainly you can trust the fact the love of the Father and the Lord and the Shepherd never changes. That's why you can keep on practicing the truth without getting disheartened, and comfort as fruit of spirit. I have never forgotten the grace of God. After I met God, you know, even today I burst into tears when I think of the day I met God first. Whenever I think about it, I cry. I cannot stop my tears coming down. It's been 45, whenever I think of it, that's why I don't read my autobiography, Tasting Eternal Life Before Death. My life and my death as well. I want to read, but I can't. After pages and pages, I started to cry, and I cannot stop it. So I put it aside. I couldn't read. 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, even today, it's the same. The grace and love of Father God, I cannot forget. Even today, I burst into tears when I think of the day I met God first. I can so vividly remember when I was repenting thoroughly in revival meetings. I cannot remember the exact date or the exact person, but I remember all the emotions and inspiration contained in the powerful works that have taken place in this church for the last 35 years. All the works of God, the power, and signs and wonders, how can you forget them? Even though I got no memory power, I cannot forget them because they are in my heart. Anytime I can remember them, no matter whom I'm talking to, things 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I can remember. And a poisonous gas, I even remember every situation, how things went on and what happened, I remember. The power of God and His works and His manifestations, I put it in my heart. So even though I got no memory power, I never forget them because it is in my heart. And that helped me receive Father God's grace all the time. So if you lived your believing life like this, remembering His grace and thanks, and then there is no one who wouldn't receive the power and strength of God if you have become like that. This way, my gratitude and love for God only get increasingly deeper. If you have a changing attitude, you can just try to make it a habit to stick to your decisions and determinations. For example, for the special Daniel prayer meeting, you decide to attend them until the end. But if you have changing mind, you sometimes come late or even miss it altogether. If you realize you are doing that, you can just make up your mind once again. After making up your mind to attend all of them, if you miss it once, you shouldn't give up there. You can just attend all of the rest. Is there any New Year's resolution that you've given up after trying for several days? Then you can start again from now on. You can begin again the moment that you realize that you've changed your mind. If you realize it again later, you can start again, so you will be able to keep your mind. Perhaps you decide to attend a certain meeting, but when the time comes, you might change your mind. You think, do I have to go there? I don't have any duty there. I have many other things to do.
In this kind of situation, you can just go to the meeting just for the sake of keeping your decision. You might decide to give a certain amount of thanksgiving offering, or you decide to help a certain person. But as you are about to make the offering or the donation, you become reluctant. In this case, as well, you can just do what you decide to do in order not to change your mind. As you keep on casting away cunningness and changing mind this way, you can more quickly cultivate sincere heart.
So,
you have to keep the promise once you said so. But as you keep it once, the cunningness is gone from your heart to that extent. This is the way to be loved by the Father God. Let's say, when you keep your heart like this, this fact itself becomes the pleasure to Father God. It will please Father God. As you cultivate your heart like this, a year later, 2 years later, you will be the person that Father God greatly loves, the one who can receive blessing, whose soul prosper. As you keep on casting away cunningness and changing mind this way, you can more quickly cultivate sincere heart, your devotees. In order to cultivate sincere heart, thirdly, you must not seek your own benefit. Many crimes of the world are committed as a result of seeking one's own benefit. If only something is beneficial for them, they discard their benefits or values and commit anti-humanization crimes. But God's children must never do so. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "Whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." Also, the 1 Corinthians 10:24 says, "Let no one seek his own good, but that of his neighbor." It is so easy to keep, but there are so many who don't keep this. And the benefit of others. It is so easy to keep. It is the word that you must keep. But there are so many who don't keep it. Only for a very trivial benefit. They ignore these kind of words. Even though these are the blessed words from Father God. If you keep it, then your soul can prosper and receive great financial blessing. But you don't do so. We can cultivate sincere heart when we see God's glory and the benefit of others. How is it with you devotees? Do you seek the glory of God first in all things? Do you sacrifice yourself for the souls and for the benefit of others rather than that of your own? The Apostle Paul was put in jail, beaten, and was almost killed many times while preaching the gospel. He was shipwrecked and he suffered perils of his brothers, Gentiles, and false brothers. He was sleepless, hungry, and thirsty, and he suffered from cold and exposure. And yet, in 2 Corinthians 11:28, he said, "Apart from such external things, there is the daily pressure on me of certain concern for all the churches." He thought about accomplishing God's kingdom ahead of his own comfort and safety. He rejoiced to deliver the gospel to the souls, even though it meant he was hungry and thirsty. And he said in the 1 Corinthians 15:10, "But by the grace of God, I'm what I am, and his grace toward me did not prove vain. But I labored even more than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God with me." If you cast away self-seeking mind, you don't have to make plans with falsehood or change your mind many times. You can just follow the righteous way in peace. You can just go the way that pleases God. For such people, God guarantees their ways and blesses them even though they don't seek their own benefit.
Let me conclude this message, dear devotees and brothers and sisters. In order to cultivate sincere heart, first of all, you must not have falsehood. Second, you must cast away changing mind. Third, you must seek the glory of God and others' benefit, and not seek your own benefit. But even though you try to do these things, one cannot cultivate sincere heart by his own effort. You have to try to practice the truth with fervent prayers and fasting, but in addition to this, there must be the grace and strength of God and the help of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you again. In addition to this, there must be the grace and strength of God and the help of the Spirit, on top of practicing the truth with fervent prayers and fasting. It cannot be done by your own will. That's why you have to pray and you have to arm yourself with the word. You have to keep the word. The work of the Holy Spirit will burn the deep sinful natures and attributes to make you holy. For the last 3 months in 2017, there has been a rapid flow of grace of God that makes you holy. Father God is giving you baptism of fire. So you can see your sinful attributes and natures, and they are being burned up and consumed. You have prayed for 42 days, but those who didn't attend the special prayer meeting, those who didn't care, there are people like that. They didn't manage Christian lives. Although so many people are receiving baptism of fire and change, there are those, you know, who don't ride this flow of spirit. Later on, what would happen to them? They will fall behind. When all the people are riding the flow of spirit and the Holy Spirit and go toward New Jerusalem, they will fall behind. There has been a rapid flow of grace of God that makes you holy. You must never miss this flow. I hope that through the Spirit Festivity, the Leadership Conference, and the Summer Retreat, you will give spur to your fervent prayers and your efforts for your change. In doing so, may you devotees and other members quickly cultivate sincere heart and perfect faith to be able to go before the throne of God, the Father God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Father God, thank you. Let this message become life and faith in their hearts. Father, please help them. From head to toe, in every intestine and organs in their system, burn them by the fire of the Holy Spirit and bless them, both in spirit and body. Please bless them. Please bless them. Father God, thank you. Please protect them. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Bless Maria of Spain to be healed of paralysis on the right side. Bless He Xiaowen of Singapore to be healed of near eyesight and dark circle on the eyes. And bless Wang Feng of Singapore to protect his pigs from the foot and mouth disease and to sell in the corns at good price. Bless him or bless her. Let all diseases and go away. May the light come. The paralysis go away. Bless Wang Zhengpen and Ryu Wei to receive the blessing of conception. Bless Kung and Li to be healed of stomach, liver, and women's disease. Bless Wang Chunshen to be healed of lung disease. Bless Wan Baoshu to be healed of
inflammations, and cancer in the liver, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Bless Kung Shang Chai to be healed of terminal liver cancer. All the last stage of cancer go away. Be cleansed, please, by the power, burn the cancer. Bless Chang Shu Jin to be healed of a lymph and a cancer. Bless Wang Hien Hong to be healed of a cancer. Bless Wang Shuri to be healed of cancer and itching and vagina problem. Bless Wang Ha-il, Hoshi Ah, Chi Shi-ling to be healed of high blood pressure and paralysis and a cataract and brain problem. Bless Lee Hai-rung to be healed of brain bleeding. A brain Zhao Changwon to go to college he wanted to go. Bless Zhang Feng to get his house back. Please make everything work for good. Bless Ling Huo Zhen for one of the twins. The one twin stopped growing. Please bless her and then bless the baby. Bless the readers and watchers of In Victory and TBN Russia. There are many hundreds of prayer requests. Please lay your hands on them and give them answers and bless them. Let them receive answers and glory to God. Father God, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.